Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. Welcome into the morning shift. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Mike. Her name is Allie. She'll be talking in just 1 second. And Dylan's behind the glass. Squid Billy, live from Germany, coming up very shortly in the show, although we're pushing it around because he's actually right now, currently, at Atlanta Falcons practice, it sounds like. So, hope he enjoyed the flight over. Hope you guys enjoyed your Thursday evening. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here. Something hit me this morning that I think is going to be a point of contention in my household because we have now officially, guys, switched over to the heater.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Just yesterday.
2 days ago.
Okay.
When it got like 40 at night.
A little late.
I hear that. Yes. It's just that I prefer it to be very cold.
Time out. Allie, did you say he's switching to the heater late?
Yes.
No, it's too early to switch to the heater.
Thank you. I'm glad you went there.
Okay. It's way too early.
Okay.
I like to sleep cold just like you, Mike. You know.
We have so much sports to get to today. But before we get there, what is the sleep temperature?
65. with the fan on full blast.
I was going to say 66. I also have the pedestal fan rolling at all hours. Okay?
We're on the same page.
Allie's looking at me like I'm freaking crazy.
Absolutely.
If you get into
not.
The 70s, we're not friends. I'm just telling you. If you get into the 70s, we're not friends.
Okay.
Facts.
Well, then we're not friends as it stands, but I believe in our new house, we just got like new HVAC, brand new HVAC system. So
yes.
I don't believe the temperature reads exactly what it is. I think it's colder than what it's saying. Because it's
just
working
not, like,
so well.
So you don't trust the thermometer?
I think
your skepticism is rooted in the wrong direction. I ask all this because I am going to play golf today. The Passion Foundation out at Bears Best. Our buddy John Parley, who works here with us, 92.9 The Game, he's having his 8th annual golf tournament. Cancer awareness and all this kind of good stuff going on. And so I'll be out there today. And I was looking at the temperature. Temperatures are rising. I think the high today is like 74.
Beautiful.
And I was like, I think 74 is like the perfect golf temperature. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like somewhere between 70 and 74 is the perfect temperature to go on a golf course. Of course, it gets into the freaking 90s during the summer. If you want to play early spring or through the winter, you're going to play in probably the 50s. But 74 is like right in the go zone.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit me when I was kind of driving in. Got the Masters golf polo on. Like y'all are going to see it on video later. Obviously, probably it's a loud shirt. And I was like, man, I probably shouldn't have worn this shirt for all the video segments we're going to do today. But
it's
I was
a good
like,
shirt.
At least I'm, huh?
It's a good shirt. I don't think it's too
it's
loud.
It's a little busy.
It's,
you know what I mean? It's one of those
slightly
quick pattern shirts. Quick pattern. You know what I mean? Like it, It repeats very quickly per every half inch, but it is what it is, man. So anyways, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I am curious if Lindsay and Simone, are they kind of like me? Are they constantly cold?
100%.
Okay.
In the bed at night.
So it's good for me because Simone likes it, likes to sleep cold just like I do.
Mm-hmm.
However, what gets frustrating for me at times is that throughout the day, it's constantly, it's cold. We need to turn the heat on. It's cold. We need to turn the heat on. It's like, bro, you got a hoodie and sweatpants on already. How are you still cold?
Yeah.
And it'll be, and it won't even be like on 60. We don't keep it on 65 throughout the day. We'll keep it on like 72 or, you know, 68 at the lowest throughout the day.
Yeah.
I'm like, this room temp, dog. What you mean? I'm about to start sweating.
Well, and how Lindsay is she's hot or she's cold at night, but mm-hmm. she actually runs. Like, I'm one of those people that my core body temperature is always
up.
Same.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, I mean, I'm walking to the mailbox, I'm sweating.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? And like, that's just, I've always been that way.
Same.
She's the same way. Like, our poor son, he goes out and just throws, like, the football one time, and he's just greased. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's leaking.
Yeah, he's shining. He's shining. He's glistening.
No, I'm like, dude, you didn't stand a chance in that category, bro. Like, he's like, Daddy, can we skip bath tonight? I'm like, nah, dog.
Just, absolutely not.
Bro, you're not going to have that luxury throughout your life, kid. Get in the shower, okay? That's not going to be something you're able to do. But, yeah, I mean, Lindsay's one of those. She gets, you know, when she exercises, her face turns extremely red,
uh-huh.
and she sweats a lot. So I'm the same way. But at night, yes, she's like, dude, it's frigid in here. And I'm like, well, that's your problem.
It was love at first sweat.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We have found the perfect invention that is a marriage saver. It is a heated mattress pad, and it's, like, controlled on both sides, so I can, like, roast my side, and Grant doesn't ever turn his on.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a marriage saver,
that
for sure.
That is pretty
sure.
intense. Now, sure. okay, it's 6:09 because we got to get there. Okay.
Yeah.
But do you guys, are y'all's significant others cuddlers? Are you spooning?
When we first start to go to sleep and get in the bed, yes. But then there comes a point where, like, all right.
She's throwing the bow in your ribs.
It's not even that. One of us will make the first move. Usually it's me, where it's like, all right, because I usually sleep on the side opposite her. Like, we face opposite sides.
Yeah, yeah. You roll away.
So, yeah, when it's like, all right, it's time to really start.
Roll away.
It's time to lock in and get these Z's, I roll away. When it's time to lock in and get the Z's, you got to roll away.
That's the boyfriend-girlfriend status when you're married.
No, but I was going to say, that ended so long ago for us. Yeah. Lindsay's right now like karate chop. If I even try to act like I'm facing her direction, she's like, bam, get away from me.
All right, well, here are your headlines. Since we last got to chat, the Hawks are back in action tonight against the Toronto Raptors at home. Pregame is at 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. The Braves announced yesterday that they have declined Pierce Johnson's $7 million option. Atlanta United announced they are bringing back Tata Martino as their head coach. The Broncos beat the Raiders last night on Thursday Night Football 10-7. And Sauce Gardner has cleared concussion protocol and is expected to make his Colts debut on Sunday. Interesting.
Yeah, definitely interesting. You know, we'll obviously get through a lot of the Falcons and Colts mm-hmm. injury information throughout the show today, but the Sauce Gardner one is going to be at the forefront of a lot of people's minds. And I know that, you know, Raheem was kind of asked about, I'm lost on like when to say that he was asked about these things. You know what I mean? Because they're at practice right now,
right.
and he did a presser before practice, which is status quo, I think. But then I'm like, was this yesterday, technically, or was this today? You know what I mean? Like, they flew overnight, and then they got there at this random time, and I don't know whether to say, oh, yesterday, or this morning, or today.
Time is no longer linear if
right.
you're talking about the Falcons today.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's like they're in a whole other universe right now.
It really is. They're running some kind of parallel universe. But, yes, Raheem said that it's going to affect a lot of the things they do. Now, I got to say, and I know we've probably got the sound and we'll play it at some point, but Bo has been very good about teaching me the media side of coach speak.
Okay.
Because I hear the player side of coach speak every time I hear coach speak. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. When Raheem says that it's going to change some of the things they do or affect some of the things they do, I don't necessarily think that means that they're definitely going to throw away from Sauce Gardner. Like, I think that means that they're going to be very aware of where he is in the field.
Yeah.
And try to find positives from it. Like, I hear him going, you know what? If we think we can get a pass interference and he's covering Drake London, maybe that's somebody we target on third and long.
But
I don't know.
Will Sauce Gardner be up to speed with what they're doing?
No, he won't. they're going to have to pick their spots. And it's going to be where they put him in very – like, let's just say they'll teach him – they'll probably give him three different coverages, right? And they'll say, hey, look, we're not going to ask you to – and the Falcons have got to take advantage of this. They've got to be able to switch routes and run, like, underneath stuff and make sure that their communication has to be on par. But let's just say they go in and give him three coverages. And then they say, hey, you need to know these three coverages. I don't care if you want to, in your mind, translate that to the coverages you utilize with the Jets. Like, mm-hmm. if you call this coverage this, this is what it is for us. When we call that, you know exactly what we're doing. It's kind of like playing defensive end on third down in the NFL. Your job is to sack the quarterback. You know what I mean? So it really, you really don't need to know a whole lot other than that. Now, are there specific blitz packages where you have to keep contained? Absolutely. But in the NFL, if you play defensive end and you got traded midweek, you would just be simply put on the field and they'd be like, hey, go hit the quarterback. That's it. It is what it is.
When we talk about snap percentages and number of snaps we think Sauce is going to get, what's a realistic number in your mind? Are we talking quarter, 35%? Would it be up to, you know, 40%? I mean, what are we thinking here? How much do we expect him to see on the field?
I would say somewhere in the 40 to 50 range.
Okay.
That would be my best guess.
That makes sense.
I would not be shocked to see him get half the snaps or more, and I'd go all the way up to 60, but I just think there's certain things. If now, let me give the caveat, because y'all know how I feel about the way we've done things offensively. If Zach Robinson is doing his job and the Falcons are staying on schedule and doing their jobs, it should be difficult to have him any more than 50 or 60% of the snaps,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, hey, we're attacking him. We're running these stacked, you know, I'm putting Drake behind Darnell and we're making him communicate with the safeties and run all these other things. Like, great. But if we're just simply just putting Drake London out wide and just leaving him there by himself with no motions and no misdirection and no communication issues, then we have not gone about things the right way, just to put it very simply. So, yeah, I'd say I would go with 40 or 50%. Anything north of that is going to be an issue.
Surely not. They're going to switch things up, I would think, on Sunday, right?
Dude.
I the look you're giving me right now.
Can't tell you how many times Dylan can vouch for this, that I've walked in here and I've said things like, well, surely
right,
they're going to do this.
Don't call me surely.
And they don't. Yeah. And they don't. And I can't tell you how maddening it is because I'm like, why in God's name are we not doing this? And here's the thing. I'm not blind enough, guys, to think that somebody whose only job is to create positive plays for the Falcons, I realize there is a basis to everything that they do. There is. There's reasons. There's personalities. I'm the biggest flag bearer for this. There are people. There are intelligence levels. There are, you know what I mean? You have to deal with all these different bodies. But I also see it done in other NFL locker rooms. And I'm like, okay, we got to get this thing pointed the right direction.
Okay. Well, we do have some news about some of the Falcons that did not fly over to Germany. They are out for this weekend. But I want to throw this out there as well. 7:40, we're doing Fair or Foul. And Dylan, I don't think you realize this. There's been a heated debate going on in the studio. So that is what this Fair or Foul question is based off of. Do not answer it now. But this is going to be something we're going to talk about all day. If you don't get caught pulling an illegal move in professional sports, it's not cheating.
Oh, yeah. I remember this from yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got thoughts.
There's a lot of heated debate around this. If you want to voice your opinion, we're going to get all your feedback on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. And Mike and Dylan will get to answer that question, that fair or foul question at 7:40 today. Coming up, we will talk about...
Hurts my clapping.
Who didn't... I see what you did there. We'll talk about who didn't make it to Germany next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan is invading Germany. We'll hear from him in a little bit. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We're going to talk about this Falcons-Colts matchup in just a moment. Quick reminder, we have a fair or foul on our Twitter right now. Fair or foul? If you don't get caught pulling an illegal move in professional sports, it's not cheating. It has been a heated debate off the mic this week in the studio. So I'm curious your thoughts on that.
Are we allowed to talk about this before we get there? Because I was forewarned yesterday if we're going to go with a fair foul throughout the show or a Which One Wednesday, which we did a couple days ago, shouldn't be able to talk about it. But I feel like I should at least set the scene here.
You're going to try to sway votes.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Okay?
You're about to start politicking.
No, I'm not. Here's what happened. Allie and Bo and myself and Abe and everybody else were talking about the clap from last week.
Mm-hmm.
And should that have been called a penalty?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, anytime you simulate a snap count, that is a penalty. But I think it would be hard to prove in that instance that they were simulating a snap count.
Right.
And it, you know, the conversation about the wording from Raheem last week about were they cheating or is it just illegal?
Yeah.
Right, to simulate a snap count. If you simulate a snap count, is that just cheating? And I cannot tell you the amount of examples that have been thrown around this room for the last 3 days about what is or isn't cheating. And I think I brought up, like, okay, framing the baseball over home plate.
Uh-huh. I had a very long discussion with my husband about this last night.
Yes. I can't wait to hear that. Don't make me bring in a pinch hitter for fair foul. But I'll leave it at that. I won't politic.
Okay.
I'll just say that, like, there's so many examples in sports of stuff that is against the rules but not necessarily cheating.
Yeah.
So I think the question is, like you said, fair foul, is it illegal? If something is illegal, is it cheating, right?
If you don't get caught,
right,
it's not cheating.
Okay. This goes back to the whole quote, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, that kind of thing. I mean, look. Just kind of is what it is. But I won't politic. I'll leave it at that. I'll frame it that way.
All right. I am curious if you guys have seen something on social media. Of course, we know the Dodgers won the World Series. And Freddie Freeman, we know and love him. He has been having a grand old time at these celebrations. Did you see the video of him doing the worm?
No.
So that is a tall man to be doing the worm. He caught some major air.
I saw that video. What a solid worm from Freddie Freeman.
I mean, kidding.
From,
yes.
from, Freddie does not give a dance guy, but man, I was not expecting that quality of worm. And this is coming from a worm guy. I used to be known for the worm in fifth grade, you know. So
I'm sorry.
But he's catching some.
Known for the worm.
So yeah. He's 6'5", 6'7"?
He's 6'5".
6'5". Okay, so his feet are like.
I've actually partied with him before. He's about my height.
Okay. So imagine you doing the worm.
Yeah.
His feet are like three or four feet in the air. His feet are up.
And that was a long drop for him, too, to drop down to do the worm.
Yeah, right. You have to really have a nice arch in the back if you're going to drop down from that high. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you have a straight back, you're just going to slap the floor.
Yeah. It was great technique.
It was a C-curve.
I got to tell you, so we used to do rookie shows. When I was a rookie, one of our guys, Joe Holly, who played center here for a long time, he was like, everybody was singing. And I tried to sing. I got booed off stage. It was so bad. And I brought that up with Mike Smith, if you remember. I was like, I had the worst rookie show of all time. But Joe stepped up on stage and he was like, I don't really sing. Is it cool if I just kind of worm across the stage and then backwards worm? And it was the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
That sounds impressive.
He wormed all the way across like a 40-foot stage. You can imagine like a theater. And then he backwards wormed.
That's insane.
All the way back the other direction.
Especially the backwards worm. You don't see that one too often.
The backwards worm was impressive.
That's really impressive. Yeah.
So I guess the Falcons and Braves have different standards because Freddie was asked about doing the worm at this party. And he was like, I haven't been able to do that since 2008 because I did it at a party and the Braves told me, don't do that anymore.
Well.
He was banned from it.
Yeah. I can
understand
see that.
Damn why.
Was it?
Yeah.
When you see how much air he catches, I think he specifically should not be doing the worm.
Okay, here's my problem though. Like, was he even with the Braves in 2008? Or was this something that they were just like, hey, I don't do anything crazy? Because I think he didn't make his debut with the Braves till like 2010, 2011. You know what I mean? So is this like a draft thing where they were like, hey, you just need to chill out. Don't do anything dumb.
He said he did it at a party in like North Carolina or something. And someone saw it and was like, don't do that again.
The only thing that I was ever told from a Falcon standpoint, I think this is pretty much in everybody's contract, is that you're not really allowed to ride motorcycles.
Right.
Which makes sense.
Right.
I guess four-wheelers are not included for baseball players because that's a literal bobblehead. But nonetheless, it is what it is.
So Freddie got drafted by the Braves in the 2007 draft.
There.
So he was in the Braves organization.
There
so like,
go.
Hey, we see a lot of potential in you. We don't need you pulling the Chris Sale crack ribs thing over there diving and doing the worm. So hey, just ease up there, buddy. Man,
we checked your Facebook account.
We know when you do the worm, you go all in.
We know.
We just need you not do the worm.
You want to do the worm or you want to be a Brave? It's up to you,
it's up
Freddie.
To you. Ball is in your court, Freddie.
All right, we got to move on to the Falcons. Obviously, they have made it to Germany. Bo was at the presser with Raheem Morris. He has tweeted out a photo that they are there. They're at practice right now. But some news did come out yesterday that the Falcons have ruled out Matthew Bergeron, Leonard Floyd, and Storm Norton for Sunday. They did not travel with the team to Germany. Mm. And look, we've lost 3 straight this season. Bijan Robinson hasn't rushed for more than 40 yards or scored a touchdown in any of those games. And Falcons are 1-2 overseas.
Yeah, I have got to, I'm obligated now to give you guys the good news of this equation.
Let's hear it.
Because if you remember when we talked about this conversation yesterday, it's like Matthew Bergeron's going to be out. And I was like, this is going to be an absolute problem. I talked about arm length and everything else with DeForest Buckner rushing Kyle Hinton. Kyle Hinton is 6'2". DeForest Buckner is at 6'7". It's an absolute issue. Here's the good news. DeForest Buckner, not playing this weekend.
Out.
It's like, let's go.
Thank
goodness. I don't wish bad on anybody, man. God knows. I know all about these things.
But that's clutch.
But that's a clutch. Like, we're going to offset a couple of things. Matthew Bergeron has been our best offensive lineman this season, in my opinion, with all the things he's able to do and the attitude he brings to the field. And DeForest Buckner, probably their best defensive lineman, kind of offsetting that. So, it's kind of a wash in that aspect. Kyle Hinton, he's not Matthew Bergeron, but I think when you talk about a swing guard in the NFL, he absolutely stepped up to the plate a week ago. He's a veteran. We've seen him start really at left and right guard. And so doing a couple of different things the way he's been able to do them. The Leonard Floyd issue, thank God that we're dealing with Jalen Walker being back from injury.
Right.
The way he's been playing and played last week, that's huge.
And I got a question for you when it comes to that because – it's not obviously a good thing that Leonard Floyd is hurt. You want as many guys in there. You want as many good pass rushers. You want all your good pass rushers, obviously, to play. But if you want to look for somewhat of a silver lining, I feel like this, and let me know how you feel, obviously, I feel like this could almost be good for a Jalen Walker and a James Pierce, and even if you want to throw an Arnold Ebiketie in there, because with Leonard Floyd out, obviously those guys are going to see more snaps. And maybe that helps them. We know Nate Oli has this, you know, four snaps, and, you know, you get out. You know, you go hard as hard as you can for those four snaps, you get out. They're going to obviously have to need to see more snaps, and I don't know if they'll see them all in a row. But do you think this is going to allow the Jalen Walkers, the James Pierce Juniors, and the Andre Bikatis of the world to maybe get into more of the rhythm? Not to say they weren't getting in the rhythm before.
Yeah, I understand.
But will they be able to maybe catch more of a rhythm with Leonard Floyd out and them having to eat up some of those snaps?
I think that there's a lot of upside to the way that they go about their business in terms of rushing the passer. But here's what I will say. I think there is some downside in the run game to the way we rotate. I think there's some downside to it. I think that, like, if I'm in there, for instance, like, let me just bring you all to this level. If I'm in there on first down and I'm playing the edge position and the offensive tackle has some kind of communication with the tight end and he's going, hey, quad, 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 quad. Like, I see that. I don't know what a quad block is, all right, but I see it play out. All right. And then if the next series, they get, if they say they convert on third and long, if the next series, Jalen Walker's in there on first down and he's looking at him and they go, hey, quad, 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 quad. And Jalen Walker's sitting there going, I don't know what quad means.
But maybe Leonard Floyd or whoever's in there before, they know what quad means. Yeah.
Now, do you have to have fresh legs? Absolutely. But I think that that is so much more important when you talk about rushing the passer. Like, you want to have the burst off the line of scrimmage. You want to do this. We just are not finding ourselves in third down situations where we can rush the passer. And it's kind of amazing that our sack numbers have been what they've been and the improvement we've seen, because it feels like we are never in third and long. It feels like we're never in third and long.
Yeah.
So, like I said, there's some ups to it. There's some downs to it. But I do think that maybe there is an opportunity to find some rhythm. I have to add in the fact that I don't know if you guys saw this. I think Taren Wock had this, who works for the Atlanta Falcons, picture of James Pierce in street clothes at practice right now.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Yeah, she said the Falcons were aware. Or
don't like
it. Wasn't an injury issue.
Concerning.
It wasn't an injury issue. She said the Falcons are not concerned.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's, well, I don't.
I guess maybe we shouldn't be concerned then, but it's also concerning.
You got a tour of a beer garden coming up?
I don't know what that could be. The fact that it's not an injury issue. Now, if she had not said it's not an injury issue, I would have all kinds of theories. I'm like, got a freaking blister on his toe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, got an ingrown hair. You know, there's all kinds of things that could keep you out of just a simple practice like that. But for her to say it's not an injury issue at all, but they're not concerned, I don't know where that kind of leaves him. Maybe Bo can answer that question coming up in a little bit.
Yeah, that opens the door for way more things. It's like, okay, well, you hope it wasn't anything disciplinary. You don't want to go down that route, obviously.
Right.
And it just opens the door to so,
like,
many things.
Did you miss the bus at the airport?
Right. Like, what happened?
Man.
So many possibilities.
Did your suitcase get lost? Like,
touche.
Yeah, that is true. Do they not have his equipment or something? Who knows?
Yeah, man. Like, I don't know. Like, there's so many options there that, like you said, we'll catch up with Bo here in a little bit. He's at practice right now. Hopefully he can answer that.
Yeah, I think we're going to talk to him around 7 o'clock this morning. So wait for that. And this Saturday, tomorrow from noon to 2, you can join me at Carriage Kia in Woodstock. We are getting ready for Sunday's big game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. That includes a 50-inch 4K smart TV, plus other prizes. Another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. It is tomorrow, noon to 2, at Carriage Kia in Woodstock. Coming up next, the coach is saying, slice me open and see what colors I bleed. We'll talk about that. And we've got my Mac drop. It might hurt some feelings, but we've got the battle of the Twitter followers coming up.
Oh, no.
It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house.
Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo is across the pond and Dylan is behind the glass. Now, Georgia Tech's Brent Key addressed the coaching carousel rumors. Spots where his name has come up is Auburn, Penn State, but this is what he had to say about everything.
It's flattering, but not for me. It's for this program. Since I came back here, since I was named the head coach here, Kelly, outside of the time with my family, every waking second of my life is going towards building this program to get to the point that it is right now. Right? So that in turn we can continue 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, continue to elevate this place, right? To be in that conversation, not to be in there for 2 or 3 weeks, but to be a consistent team. Not when you lose one game, people say, oh, the storybook's over. Nah, it's just beginning. I could go on and on. I could say yes, no, all that crap. Slice me open and see what colors I bleed.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody. I cannot tell you how juiced up I am right now.
Right?
Like, I'm air punching right now. Like, that.
That gets you going.
Bro, I mean, like, think of it from this perspective, and I'm being dead serious here, because I coached a kid that I had recruited by Brent, and we've talked about him before. His name's Ethan McKinney. He plays left tackle for Georgia Tech. I was in on that process. I literally coached him all 4 years of high school. Great kid. I was so stoked that Brent Key wanted him because I've known Brent. He used to be at Alabama. There is the hearing him talk right there.
Mm-hmm.
There is no doubt in my mind that if my son were a recruit right now, that's where he'd be going.
Really?
Bama aside, that's a whole different thing. Yeah, that's a legacy issue. I'm an alum there, whatever. I would 100% be telling my kid, that's the kind of guy you have to go play for. He is a Georgia Tech guy through and through. And make no mistake about it, Brent Key's name, when Saban's job came open and they hired Kalen DeBoer, Brent Key's name was up there too. He's from Birmingham. He's from, I think, Hewitt Trussville High School over there in Birmingham. But he went to Georgia Tech. And for him to just come out and be like, I ain't coaching for 3 weeks from now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm coaching for 3-5 years from now. Like, let's go. Like, I'm ready to suit up, and if I feel like I want to build something and leave a legacy at a program, that's the kind of guy I'm signing up for.
Okay, but money. Money talks.
Yeah, but is Georgia Tech that devoid of money? Like, I think the conversation, and a lot of this is like, okay, a lot of this is the conversation around Lane Kiffin. Ole Miss has money. The question is whether or not you can win a national title at Ole Miss. All right? A lot of that's changed. Lane has put Ole Miss at the top of a lot of things that they've never been at the top of. But the questions that keep popping up, LSU, Florida, all these other places, are simply about championship aspirations and the ability to recruit players within your own area.
And to piggyback off of that point, when you talk about Georgia Tech and money talking and all that, like you said, Georgia Tech, quite frankly, the Boosters haven't had to throw any money around because it hasn't been worth it. Now that they're getting into that realm of being hopefully a perennial college football playoff team, the Boosters will be like, okay, now that you've proven to us that, like we've heard from the Hawks, you know, all this time, Tony Russ said, once it's worth it for me to go into luxury tax, I'll go to luxury tax. Hopefully for Georgia Tech, once they see, now that the Boosters see that it's worth it for them to dish the money out towards the football program, they'll do just that to keep Brent Key and all these players around.
I'll give you a prime example. Kurt Cignetti.
Yes.
Kurt Cignetti is at a basketball school in Indiana. They have never had a reason to actually throw money at a head coach at a football program at Indiana. They just haven't. Then all of a sudden, Kurt Cignetti's there. Their national relevance, the college football playoff last year. It looks like they're going to go again this year. The number two team in the country, whatever it is. And they're like, you know what? Let's pay this guy. Might as well keep him around. It's good for the program. It's good for the school. It's good for the state. It's good for everything. Brent Key, though, like, it's – the opportunity is there, man. Like, you are in Atlanta. There is plenty of football players around here. You don't have to go somewhere else to be able to get it done. I just think that it's a beautiful relationship between those two. I hope he can keep it rolling. I'm telling you, man, that kind of attitude right there I think speaks to a certain – type of football player coming out of high school and that's in the portal. I think it's beautiful.
Georgia is taking on Mississippi State on the road. We did have Rusty Manziel on yesterday, and he was basically saying, this is not an easy game. Georgia fans, like, be cautious here. And my stomach is a little bit in knots about that.
It's not an easy game. And I think that, look, I've played at Mississippi State multiple times. I've lost at Mississippi State. I was actually on the field playing the last time Bama lost to Mississippi State. Think about that. That was 18 years ago. That's the last time Alabama lost Mississippi.
That's crazy.
And Alabama-Mississippi State, just so everybody knows, is about as close as Atlanta is to Athens. Like, it's extremely close, Starkville to Tuscaloosa. That trip for Georgia is unique. Kirby talked about it all week. He's coached there. It's a challenge when you talk about the vertical bleachers and the cowbells and everything else they have going on. It's its own set of circumstances. I thought Kirby did a good job, though, still talking about the game time. More or less, you know, less than the cowbells and more about, hey, we're going to go on the road to Central Time. We're going to play an 11 local start. That's going to be very, very tough. And this is a good football team. They've got to control the line of scrimmage. I think if they can do that, this should be relatively easy. But Georgia is just so stinking good at not beating themselves. Like, they just don't beat themselves most of the time. And that's the mark of a good program. They, you know, they don't have the specific talent on defense they've had in the past. They don't have the offensive line that they've had in the past. But they don't beat themselves more times than not. And when you do that, you give yourself multiple chances to actually go win the game. That's what they've done so many times this year.
Now, we do have some audio from Texas coach Steve Sarkisian talking about three loss teams.
What the committee does with the teams in our conference, we'll see. But I know our conference is really deep. It's really good. Probably deserving more than three teams. I know that much. I think the SEC only got three teams in last year, which is kind of laughable, quite frankly. But we'll see what happens this year.
Yes. Hey, what do you think about three lost teams getting in? And Steve Sarkisian, who has a trip to Athens on the schedule and a matchup on Thanksgiving weekend with Texas A&M, who is now currently, three, I think?
Yeah.
He's like, all right, man. Hey, writing's on the wall, baby. Let me go ahead and start setting the table here for you guys. Yes, three lost teams do absolutely deserve to be in. And look, I think that he's going to have an argument. When you look at Texas and what they've gone through this year, the opener to Ohio State and a possible loss to a Georgia or a Tech, can't lose both of them. But if you have three losses and one of those is to Ohio State on the road and to Georgia on the road or Texas A&M, like, yeah, I think your argument's going to be pretty good. You know, you're going to mix that in, and everybody's going to look at the fact that you had two overtime games with, like, Kentucky, and you had to come back against Mississippi State. You had a couple of rough ones here and there, but that's a team that's got all the talent in the world and is rounding into form. I just think it's funny that Steve Sarkisian's – and I know he's asked about it. He didn't go out of his way.
Right.
But he's going ahead and setting the table. He's like, look, Just throwing this out there, man. Like, it's a tough grind. It's a tough schedule.
Hey, it's our work out here. We trying to get out the mud, baby.
You're telling me that I've already got two losses and I got the number five team and the number three team left on my schedule for the last 3 weeks? Yeah, three losses.
We deserve to be in there, too.
Yeah, we're good. We're Texas.
Well, like you mentioned, number three, Texas A&M will take on number 19, Missouri, this weekend.
Interesting game for a lot of different reasons. I know Missouri, obviously, Bo Pribula is out. The quarterback situation up there is dire. But schematically, how many times have we talked about Eli Drinkwitz and his ability to coach up teams and his ability to get guys to play at a high level? It shouldn't be close. But I don't think a lot of people nationally and maybe possibly locally are that sold on Texas A&M in the long run. It just doesn't ever seem believable. Texas A&M has had teams in the past that have had Heisman winners and all these great players and just always seem to have a hiccup. We don't know the full story of Texas A&M and Mike Elko and everything else going on down there. But I think if they keep winning, you're going to see their stock continue to rise. And a guy like Marcel Reed is going to get a lot of national attention for sure.
Well, each Wednesday night, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation. It's a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Brought to you by Ingles, low prices, love the savings. It's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Before we get to Mac Drop, I do just have to mention that the fair foul question on Twitter is blowing up right now.
Oh, wow.
Bo's weighing in from Germany.
Oh, wow.
It's going crazy. If you don't get caught pulling an illegal move in professional sports, it's not cheating. That's the fair or foul question. Go weigh in at 929 Morning Shift.
I'll hold my tongue.
We'll cover it. 7:40, about an hour from now. All right. So we're going to see who has more Twitter followers. These are all people we know and love. Maybe some athletes, maybe some air personalities.
Okay.
And you two are going to guess who has more Twitter followers. Okay.
All right.
Between Rusty Manziel and Bijan Robinson.
Oh, I was going to say Rusty, but.
Oh,
who has more Twitter followers?
Especially Bijan now, because Bijan's been blowing up.
You go first.
Okay. I feel like this might be like a trick question, so my gut tells me go to Rusty, but my head still says go with Bijan. I'm going to go with Bijan.
I'm going with Rusty, and I flip-flopped three times, but I just think that I don't know that I've seen many Bijan tweets.
That's true.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like, what's the big Bijan tweet?
He's so probably focused.
He's probably bigger on like Instagram and stuff.
Yeah,
like
you can
that
just
see.
Sure. You can just hear from him. Why are you tweeting, man?
Right.
You run sprints.
Rusty Manziel has 142,000.
Yes, he does.
Bijan Robinson has 109.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Figured so. Yep. Like I said, it's just sheer content delivery.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I just haven't seen Bijan tweet that much.
Yes. All right. Battle of the sports personalities. Dave Portnoy. Pat McAfee.
Ooh, that's really tough.
Yeah, it is.
You get to go first this time, Mike.
I was proud of this one.
Dang.
I'm going to go with Portnoy, and I'm going to base it off what I said a minute ago. I know that Pat tweets a lot and has a huge following on the socials, but I think Dave, I don't know, he's got Instagram too. I'm going to go with Dave.
I'm going Pat.
Dave's been around longer.
Mike, you are 2 for 2. Dave has 3.7 million. Pat McAfee, he's catching him now. 3.3 million.
Okay.
Everybody knows the rules.
All right. Mike Bell versus Carl Dukes. Which one of them has more Twitter followers?
Dude, that's tough.
I'm going to tell you, these are razor-thin margins on this one.
Carl's got a little bit of a national deal. Does something like CBS.
Yeah, for sure.
Has done some. Mike definitely puts out more content, and he's a little bit more
controversial.
You know, recruits the anger a little bit better.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Mike Bell, but I'm going to say it's real close.
I'm going to go Carl Dukes.
It is Mike Bell, but just by a hair.
Dang.
Just by a hair. Mike Bell has 39.6 thousand. Carl is at 39,000. I mean, it's neck and neck right
there. That's crazy. That's actually crazy. Is that close?
Yeah, it's crazy. Hope crazy. 600. Okay. Trey Young or Denny Hamlin? Two different sports.
Bro,
here.
That one is.
Gracious.
Denny is the Twitter spokesman for NASCAR.
I have zero feel for this one. Let
me ask you this. Do you have any idea how many Trey has?
No clue.
Okay.
Somewhere in the millions, I'm guessing, but I've zero clue.
I'm gonna
go against myself. I want to say Trey Young, but I've been wrong every time so far, so I'm gonna go against myself and say Denny Hamlin.
I'm going to say Denny Hamlin, too. I'm going to stick with my guns here. I'm going to say Denny Hamlin.
All right. You are both wrong. It's Trey Young.
I knew it.
I was on a heater.
Dang it.
I was like,
Young.
You know what?
Trae Young has 1.7 million. Denny Hamlin has 798,000.
Oh, I was a million off?
Not a million off. Well, yeah, I guess so. You are a million off, yeah.
No, not a million. Well, actually, yeah, a million off.
I don't see Trae tweet that much. Denny is like he always does the one.
He does like at least the one tweet every day where it's like praise God for another day, something like that. Or another opportunity. Right, that's what he tweets
every
day.
Fair enough.
All right, this one, we'll see. Drake or Kendrick Lamar?
I don't even care if I'm wrong, Drake. I don't care if I'm wrong. I'm Team Drake. I ain't saying Kendrick Lamar. Bump him.
I've got the lead here.
I know Drake has way more Instagram followers because Instagram is like his main platform. He's Champagne Poppy on Instagram. You know?
All right, just calm down. Don't say Poppy.
Goodness gracious.
I'm going to say Drake, too.
It is Drake.
Let's go.
37.1 million. Kendrick, half. Like, less than half. 12.5 million.
As it should be.
Wow.
All is right with the world.
That's crazy.
You guys know your Twitter. Well, Mike, you know the Twitters.
Let's go.
Yeah, I know.
I can't believe
a little bit off.
I'm such a NASCAR fan, but I'm also such a Trae Young fan. Can't believe I was a million off. Did he? Like, just a slight million.
Well, if it makes you feel better, Joey Logano has more than Kristaps Porzingis.
Well, and Denny's like the LeBron of NASCAR. That's why it's crazy, but it is what it is.
Coming up, we're going to turn our attention to Berlin, hear from Bo Morgan, who traveled throughout the night to be there at the Falcons practice this morning. He's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.